6. Visiting a factory.
Useful sentences.
1. Welcome to my shop and have a look.
2. We look forward to our tour of your plant.
3. Let me show you around the factory.
4. It's difficult to park the car.
5. We learned a lot about your facilities and in the process of winemaking.
6. If it is not too much trouble, we would like to talk to some of the technicians.
7. We're interested in learning about your food making and packaging process.
8. It was very kind of you to give me a tour of the plant.
9. Please take your time and let me know if you need any help.
10. It sells well both at home and abroad and enjoys a good fame.
11. Pink is out of fashion. Blue is coming into fashion.
12. You will surely know the products better after the visit.
13. Let me give you this list of departments first.
14. Next to each department is its location and the name of the manager.
15. Please let us know when you will be free so that we can arrange the tour for you.
16. Does the plant work with everything from the raw material to the finished product?
17. Orders are filled on a strict rotation basis. Fashion conversation.
Conversation 1.
I hope to visit your factory. What time will be convenient for you?
You are welcome to visit our factory at any time.
How about tomorrow morning?
It's fine. We'll pick you up at your hotel at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Could you wait at the front door of the hotel as it's difficult to park the car?
No problem. How far is it from here to your factory?
Our factory is in Eastern Mountain Industry Area. It takes about 45 minutes by car.
Can we come back to Shenzhen before noontime?
It should be no problem.
Then see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Conversation 2.
If you are staying here for a few days, we'd be delighted to see you at our factory.
It's very kind of you to say so. My associate and I will be interested in visiting your factory.
Let us know when you're free. We'll arrange the tour for you.
Thank you. I'll give you a call this afternoon to set the time. There's nothing like seeing things with one's own eyes.
That's for sure. You'll know our products better after the visit.
Conversation 3.
Welcome to our factory. This is our plant manager, Mr. Zhang. This is our QC manager, Mr. Liang. And this is Mr. Green from America.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Green.
Nice to meet you too, Mr. Zhang.
Let me show you around the factory. This way, please.
Thank you.
This is our purchasing department. Here is our administration and management departments. This is our engineering department. Here is incoming quality control.
How many employees do you have?
About 150.
How long has your factory been established?
About 20 years.
Where is your main market?
Europe.
What about your monthly capacity?
About 1 million pieces.
How many machines do you have? How many kinds of products do you produce?
We have 35 machines in our factory, and we produce 50 kinds of different products now. Conversation 4.
How large is the plant?
It covers an area of 95,000 square meters.
It's much larger than I expected. When was the plant set up?
In the early 70s. We'll soon be celebrating the 35th anniversary.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
How many employees do you have in this plant?
800. We're running on 3 shifts.
Does the plant work with everything from the raw materials to the finished product?
Our associates specializing in these fields make some accessories. Well, here we're at the production shop. Shall we start with the assembly line?
That's fine.
Conversation 5.
Please come this way, Mr. Green.
The new machine is very similar to the old one, although it's a lot faster.
I've been very impressed by what I've seen. I know the factory is operating at full capacity.
Yes, we've received plenty of orders, both for home needs and for export. Now this is where the machine assembles the bicycles.
Is any work done by subcontractors?
No, we are fully self-sufficient. We have laboratories, quality control department, and packaging department all here.
Have you been producing this new model for a long time?
Yes, we've introduced new technology and started the new model last year. Our designers always keep up with the state-of-the-art technology.
Is the staff of engineers big?
Totally. We have about 230 design engineers and production engineers.
How do you ensure quality control?
Well, it's done by the quality control department.
Do you also check the packaging?
Sure. But we've recently started to use packaging companies too.
I hear there is on-the-job training program here.
Yes, our staff training department is responsible for this. Is there anything else you'd like to see?
Thank you. That's very interesting.
Okay, let's go to my office and have a cup of tea.
Conversation 6.
I'll show you around and explain the operation as we go along.
That'll be most helpful.
That is our office block. We have all the administrative departments there. Down there is the research and development section.
How much do you spend on development every year?
About 2% to 4% of the gross sales.
What's that building opposite us?
That's the warehouse. We keep a stock of the faster-moving items so that urgent orders can be met quickly from stock.
If I placed an order now, how long would it be before I got delivery?
It would largely depend on the size of the order and the items you want.
Conversation 7.
It was very kind of you to give me a tour of the place. It gave me a good idea of your product range.
It's a pleasure to show our factory to our customers. What's your general impression, may I ask?
Very impressive indeed, especially the speed of your Northwest model.
That's our latest development, a product with high performance. We put it on the market just 2 months ago.
The machine gives you an edge over your competitors, I guess.
Certainly. No one can match us as far as speed is concerned.
Could you give me some brochures for that machine, and the price if possible?
Right. Here's our sales catalog and literature.
Thank you. I think we may be able to work together in the future.
Conversation 8.
Put on the helmet, please.
Do we need to put on the jackets, too?
You'd better protect your clothes. Now, please watch your step.
Thank you. Is the production line fully automated?
Well, not fully automated.
I see. How do you control the quality?
All products have to go through 6 checks in the whole manufacturing process.
What's the monthly output?
1,000 units per month. But we'll be making 1,500 units beginning with November.
What's your usual percentage of rejects?
About 3% in normal operations.
That's wonderful. Is that where the finished products come off?
Yes. Shall we take a break now?
Conversation 9.
Let us know when you're free. We'll arrange the tour for you.
Thank you. I'll give you a call this afternoon to set the time.
Let me see. I'm quite free Thursday afternoon. Does that suit you?
Absolutely. I'll show you around and explain the operations as we go along.
That'll be most helpful. By the way, how large is the plant?
It covers an area of 55,000 square meters.
When was the plant set up?
In the early 80s.
Conversation 10.
If it is not too much trouble, we would like to talk to your plant manager. We look forward to our tour of your factory. We want to learn more about your facilities.
We are honored. This way, please.
Is the production line fully automated?
Well, not fully automated.
How do you control the quality?
All the products have to pass strict inspection before they go out.
Do we need to put on the jackets?
You'd better protect your lungs.
Conversation 11.
What's your general impression, may I ask? We'd like to have your suggestion and comments.
Very impressive. You have fine facilities and efficient people. And the tour gave me a good idea of your product range.
It's a pleasure to show our factory to our friends.
Conversation 12.
Would you like to go through our factory sometime?
That's a good idea.
I can set up a tour next week.
Just let me know which day.
Thank you for coming today.
I want to see your factory for a long time.
We can start anytime you're ready.
I'm all set.
The tour should last about an hour and a half.
I'm really looking forward to this.
We can start over here.
I'll just follow you.
Please stop me if you have any questions.
Well?
Duck your head as you go through the door there.
Thank you.
You'll have to wear this hard hat for the tour.
This one seems a little small for me.
Here, try this one.
That's better.
That's the end of the tour.
It was a great help to me.
Just let me know if you want to bring anyone else.
I'd like to have my boss go through the plant someday. Besides, I'd like to take these catalogs with me.
Sure, go right ahead.
And I want these price lists as well.
Please take whatever you like.
Conversation 13.
Where can we see your complete line?
We have a showroom in this city.
I'd like to see it.
Drop by anytime. Welcome to our showroom.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Is there anything I can show you?
I think I'd just like to look around.
Is this your first visit to our showroom?
Yes, it is.
Can I show you around?
That would be nice of you.
This is our latest product.
When is it going to be on the market?
It will be out next month.
Could I have this sample, free of charge?
No problem.
How is the product selling?
It's selling well.
What are the selling points of your product?
Compared with competing products, ours is smaller and lighter.
I'm not sure how this works.
Would you like me to demonstrate it for you?
Can you?
Sure, no problem at all. We hope you enjoyed the visit to the showroom.
Yes, it helped me out a lot.
Would you be kind enough to sign our visitor's book?
I'd be happy to.
Anything particular you're interested in?
I'm very much interested in your personal computers.
Well, this is our latest catalog.
We'll order after we see the sample.
We're having a special showing next week in our showroom.
What do you mean by special?
It will be by special invitation only.
Please make sure I get an invitation.
Rattling off. We must accept finite disappointment, but we must never lose infinite hope. Martin Luther King.
We grow neither better nor worse as we grow old, but more like ourselves. M. L. Becker.
Javens saw the kettle boil and cried out with the delighted voice of a child. Marshall, too, had seen the kettle boil and sat down silently to build an engine. John Maynard Keynes, British economist.